people were just alive and wanted to build a facility that really reflected that. So Richard Fleischman started that in 69, and there was a strike in the middle of those years so that the church was just steel beams for 2 years, and it wasn't finished until First Communion, April 3rd, 1971. So that First Communion class was the first group to go in there to have their mass in the new church, which now is 40 years old. So they had this idea of building a church because of the hills here. The scripture passage, you know, a lamp on a lampstead can't be hidden. You know, the light sheds itself for all to see. And that scripture passage and the image of course, being with Lake Erie and a lighthouse is what Fleischman wanted this church to be, a beacon to the community, showing the faith of the community, showing the Eucharist as the center of this faith community. So the church purposely was facing north and was designed to look like a lighthouse. And when the trees around here were all cut down, you really could see the church from all over, and the light, you know, from the top of it would really emanate. From the roof, when you're on the roof, you can still see Lake Erie to this day.